Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to That Chick Angel TV, and it's another installment of
The Bold
and the
Beautiful.
This is a special hometown edition. We are in Kentucky at my mother's house, but before we jump into it, you know who I am, That Chick Angel. We got Kev on stage, Mrs. Kev on stage, Marcus ain't on the gram in the book, the new influencer of the group. And Marcus,
congratulations.
Yes. We don't have food because we have been doing this eating show and we have eaten so much food and kind of stuff. So we decided to do something a little more. Oh, we got Joshy. Y'all know he's always in the building. Marcus made us some very well crafted.
I mean, just pristinely perfect Kentucky Mules.
Kentucky Mules. Because when you're in Kentucky, you got to drink some bourbon.
Fantastic. Because all bourbon is whiskey, but all whiskey ain't bourbon.
Come on.
He be listening.
I do.
So today's episode is about hometowns. What we love, what we miss, what we hate. Especially since they just left Tacoma.
We did. Last week.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We should have went so y'all could have taken us to your stomping grounds. But we wouldn't have got the family feel of it because y'all's family is not there.
The thing about military kids. And people always be like, really? We don't have the, I don't want to speak for Melissa. I don't have the same, I'm back home and this is this. And my people are here. My parents moved. My brother moved. Sister moved. Melissa's sister moved. Parents moved. So people don't just be like, oh, I'm still over here off of 7th and E.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like our house that we own is still there. But home is where the heart is for. Huh?
They have a portfolio now. Portfolio. I'm here for it. I want a portfolio.
Yeah, we're gonna get a portfolio. That house over there.
Yeah.
Probably that one over there across the
Was it weird going back to when's the last time y'all been back to Washington?
We've gone every year since 2018.
Mm-hmm. Really? Why?
Tour?
Oh. Mm.
But we hadn't been back to Tacoma like that.
We were in Seattle. Mm-hmm.
Our shows were always in Seattle, and both times we went back, it was just a one night show. So we would get in at like 12. Something like that. Get to the hotel around 1, have to be at the venue by 3:34. Mm-hmm. Do the Love Hour at, 5 or 6?
I think it was at 6.
6. Comedy show at 8. And then we'd be leaving again at the first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So this was the first time that as a family we went back and were there for more than a day.
Y'all took the boys back or just
boys? That was the boys' first time back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did they remember?
But they didn't. No, they were in the room. Kev did most of the sightseeing before we even got there.
Uh-huh.
So even I didn't really like go out and about like that and kind of reminisce. But I will say, every time we do go back to Tacoma, I always have there's a little bit of anxiety that kind of comes over me going back there. I think it's just because of the way we left and kind of those relationships are kind of still up in the air. Mm-hmm. So there's always a little bit of anxiety. But this time it wasn't as bad.
You key a bunch of cars and stuff on the way up?
She's like, y'all gonna get this Melissa Marcus.
Couple of little small dogs, just grab the dog over the fence and throw it toward the house.
Yeah. I used to get depressed coming back here.
Really?
Tell
us about it.
It's just, I did not want to accidentally get stuck.
Here.
God bless you.
Sorry.
It's these allergies. I mean, the allergies.
I got some Zyrtec,
man. Josh
needs
some. Yeah,
he just popped
them.
I just.
Oh, you did? The dog on Kentucky Air when they opened the plane. Oh, it was like, pollen, we here.
Yeah, I had a headache for 2 days. Because of all of this.
I thought it was that salt I just had.
Nah.
Oh, no. It's this.
That's it. You feel it? You feel that humidity?
I know. Yeah, I can feel that humidity.
Yeah. But your hair is holding up like it don't
care. It's a relaxer.
Listen, I had to relax too, and this humidity was like, shake this thing up out of your head.
This water was for the beard.
Ain't that right? Oh, the beard is great.
And it keeps your skin moisturized.
Uh-huh.
Always a little bit of dewy.
Yes, a little bit of dew. I love a good dew.
A good dew.
A little dew.
I just put on lotion. I mean, it's great for care. I never have to put on lotion when I'm home.
Yeah.
I just put it on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are out there getting country mustards.
Oh, keep your skin from getting wrinkles.
And I mean, that's crap. Grass stains.
A lot of people here don't wear makeup because
it's gonna melt off.
Mm-hmm. It's just and they got that natural dew anyway.
That's why you got that look. You gonna look like that in the morning, ain't you?
Yeah.
Let me highlight you real quick.
Did you wear makeup when you lived here?
Not really. No. No, actually, I didn't. I wore no makeup. Lip gloss. Like, I tried a couple of times, failed terribly. But no, I was not a makeup girl at all. Because there was no reason. Mm. I was going to stand out in a way that made no sense.
Yeah.
Our girl, Tora, she didn't wear no makeup on her wedding day.
On a wedding day.
And I remember when
she said, I'm cute.
We were getting her ready. And she was, like, nervous. And she had her shawl. And she did this. And I was like, oh my God. Thinking she was going, it was going to be brown because her shawl was white. And that I said, oh my God.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. But no, I used to get really depressed because I would see a lot of my people that I knew. I don't want to say they were selling me because I don't want to say anybody's dream is small or big.
Right.
But there was, it was something to see people's mindset feel as if the world was just this little thing.
Yeah. You would feel stagnant.
It felt stagnant. And I know I wasn't wrong on all occasions of where but I could feel that energy of, well, this is all I can do because this is all that there is. And it's just like, if you love it, great. Then you've won. But if you're not happy and you believe that this is it, and that was the feeling I was getting when I would come home, and it would just depress the mess out of me. I'd be like, I've got to get out of here.
I remember, that's how I feel about both El Paso and Tacoma. Mm-hmm. Those are some cities you just be like, for me, if I got stuck there, I'd be like, I have failed. Mm-hmm. Because people, and that's one of the benefits of not having family for me there. Because family be like, oh, why are you leaving? Like, it's so much easier to stick around, especially when you have small kids.
Yeah.
You could just drop your kids off and have family there, and then it's just easier. In L.A., we didn't have no help. Mm-hmm. There was nobody to drop the boys off. And you, like, to be comfortable to drop your kids off with somebody is a different level of comfort, you know? So when we go back to
Tacoma.
Drop
them off with us.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Right down the street.
It was right down the street. Mm-hmm. Literally, grocery store. But, I feel the same way about Tacoma. For me, if I would have stayed there, I would have been settled. I don't put that on people who stay there. Some people, a friend of mine said something. He said, man, some people's dream is just to own a shotgun, a double wide, and a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that while working the night shift at a Waffle House, that's all they ever wanted in life.
Yeah.
And that is their dream.
Yeah.
And I'm listening. I want everyone to reach the potential of their lives and the happiest potential of their life. It ain't entrepreneurship for everybody. It ain't moving to LA for everybody. That's not the right answer for everybody. And that's why I don't be on that whole, you got to quit your job and chase your dreams. If you don't do that, you ain't real. Some people got good jobs.
Yeah, no.
And some people got to work. Some people work at the airport, help build whole terminals. Yeah. And then work in Riverside, and then they quit their job. But I would respect them and love them.
Because they were almost forced to by all their friends and companions.
What?
Force.
No. Just heavily implied.
Quit your job.
Pushed.
We gotta do this, but we can't. The tank gotta go to work. Why you got a job? I said, you know what? I quit.
My friends want me to.
My friends want to make
dumb
decisions.
They said, what you gonna do with money? I don't know.
You can dog on make mules if you don't do nothing else. This mule that Marcus made is fantastic. He cut up fresh mint with a personal knife.
Pulled it out.
He pulled a knife
TSA
out.
TSA didn't catch it.
By the way, we're at the restaurant. The other Kentucky dude was saying like this and like it.
He did. Funny. He said something like this, and I was like,
you heard it.
I've been telling y'all.
Like it.
It's just Kevin does it so hard that I'm like, I've never said like it.
Like that.
Like this.
So for me, I used to love coming home, especially when we first moved out here. I came home like once a month.
Oh, wow.
Because I was homesick.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I got to get back home. It's crazy out there. People are ignorant. They don't know how to act. And then once I got used to living out, I still didn't like it, but I got used to living out there. And then I would come back and it felt really slow.
It wasn't just homesick. Everybody's family was dying. We would come home for funerals.
Funerals was crazy
every month.
Too.
I was like, y'all taking vitamins.
Well, you got to be enormous. Well, they can't take your family's vitamins because it's white powder. Well, you got to be enormous.
But we hear
it. Now, become family is oldest, man. When you no, have an I mean, enormous your family, is old, yeah. My mom is the youngest of 11. My dad's the youngest boy of 12, and it's only 3 girls. So when you, my mom has nieces and nephews older than her.
Oh wow!
So you got people that old in your family. This is like
they're gonna be passing away.
They're gonna be dying. I've been to a lot of funerals in my life.
Yes,
I've been to 2 funerals.
That's great.
I was at 2 before the age of 4.
That's it. My grandma and my uncle Ruby.
Including your uncle
Ruby. But I don't have big families though.
No, y'all.
I have very small.
What's crazy is like a lot of my uncles, not a lot, a few of my uncles died before my grandma.
Really?
Because my granny lived to be 101.
Oh wow.
And they lived to their like mid to late
80s. So that's a long life.
Yeah.
That's
a long life. Yeah. So by the time he got to where he's moved to California,
yeah. The Lord and then their spouses who are like this, I don't know the difference. Who am I blood related to? It don't matter.
Right.
You're both of y'all be
yeah. You know, your so whole life.
You get naturally you got the one is one dies, then naturally the spouse is gonna die shortly after.
Oh man, I'm out of here.
And then don't let it be just so it was one I think I had 5 deaths over the, like, I think it was like 1 death a year for like 6 years straight.
That's what it felt like.
If I get to be 85,
I counted it, I added it up.
I believe it.
Wow.
If we get to be 85 and Melissa pass on before me on Tuesday, I'm going to head out on Wednesday. Just get me on out of here. Y'all just
like, hold my seat list.
Y'all just put 2 of them coffins right next to me. I'm not going to be before. I'm not going to be living to 86 without her. No, sir. Get me out of here. I don't want, no, never mind. Cash, boys, cash in both these life insurance policies. Sell the houses, do whatever y'all want. Give it to the kid. Me and your mother gonna go on to glory.
Just don't come meet us.
Oh, June.
That ain't nothing but a little June bug. This guy.
But it, so it didn't help when I know I was like, wait a minute, is Melissa laughing? I was like, no, she's dying inside. But so it didn't help that when we were coming back for these funerals,
Josh.
That he wasn't able to like mourn, stay and mourn with his family. Like all the family is together. So he's having to go back to California with me.
Right.
And not have this time to like, so that made him even, I think added to the being homesick. Yes.
Yeah. But then, I forgot what I was gonna say, could you stop?
Cause you said then everything started feeling slow.
I know about coming home, I don't remember. But yeah, so I would come home, everything, it'll feel kind of slow. And then when I got to that point, I was like, dang, Lexington, Kentucky actually feels small now. Which was weird to me because this is like, no, you got like Fairmont all the way out there. Like, where the show is.
It's actually the bigger city than I realized.
It's actually a lot of
it's
space.
Spread out. It's definitely spread out.
Like, people think, like, oh, you from Kentucky. It's like it's a little small town. No, we got acres.
It is. Yeah. Listen.
You know what I'm saying? You got, even the high schools are like miles from each other.
I saw Frederick Douglass High School.
Man.
It is ginormous.
Yes. Huge. That's a new
one. And it's so nice.
That's a newer one.
It is huge.
Dunbar and Henry Clay both have like pretty nice size high schools.
His old high school.
My old high school is now new and it's like, looks like a goddamn shopping mall. I'm like, where was that when I was going to school?
Yes, it looks like a mall, like a high-end mall. I was like,
I said, that ain't Bryan Station. That ain't where you graduate from and feel like you was Defender. What is this? They got, what is that, stairs?
Yeah, stairs. It's the staircase. When did you all get comfortable enough to be like, this is no longer my home? Like, did you all, like, I still sometimes, I'll say, oh, I'm going home for the holidays. Like, I still call this home, even though I have not lived here longer than California. When did y'all get to a place where y'all were just like?
I think the military does allow you to detach from places a lot easier and not having, I mean, I think Kevin would, I don't know, you would consider Texas home. Well, now your grandmother moved, but you always had a root of your grandmother in Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only one of my grandparents stayed in the same house my entire life before she died. Like, I can see her house, I know her address, all of that. Every couple years, they got married, they moved, whatever. I never lived in Ohio, so I never really considered it home. And then, as far as Tacoma's concerned, when we left, by that time, my parents were divorced, they went to different states. So even if I say I'm going home, I don't even say I'm going home. I'm like, I'm going to go visit my mom, because she's in North Carolina. I'm going to visit my dad, because he's in Georgia. So I don't really have, a home attachment, although I'm not quite sure I would consider California home either. When I think of home, I think of, this is where I grew up. I think of, this is my high school, this is my college, this is where I got married, this is where my kids were born. All of that is Tacoma, But I don't feel like I have roots there either. I don't know. It's all screwy.
This is the drawback of being a military.
I get it, though.
A military kid, this is kind of the reason
why. But I also think, sorry, really quick. Okay. If my parents were still together, I would consider Tacoma home.
If they were still together and they
were there. Because there's a root there.
Yeah, they would live in that same house that they bought, and I would consider Tacoma home. But I think because my parents aren't there, my siblings aren't there, I have no extended family there, it's hard for me to consider it home. I could consider Ohio home because I do have extended family there, but then my parents aren't there.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
I mean, we both have family here because my sisters didn't leave. But the other thing that makes it like very much so feel like home is that I still have very strong friendship connections that are still here.
Mm-hmm.
As they've seen with this tour.
Woo!
I mean, my folk have definitely showed up.
They've been. That might be the reason Lexington's energy is great.
It has been fantastic.
Oh, they have.
Angel contingency of fans.
They are excited to see me. I went to, going to middle school, high school, and college in Lexington.
Yeah.
Definitely. Even though some of them people, I'm like, I ain't talking to you forever. Mm-hmm. What you talking about? But still, they feel a sense of pride because they're like, You've been trying to be an entertainer since I've known you.
Yeah.
So the fact that you are doing this, so like, that definitely helps with this having a hometown feel because there are people that are just like, oh, I'm so proud of you, even though some of them I don't know. But and no, for Marcus, all of his roots are deeply.
Yeah, this is always gonna be home for me. Like when even though I don't recognize it because this is done expanded.
Mm-hmm.
There's shopping centers and all this stuff.
Raising Cane's?
No.
They've been
here for a while.
Raising Cane's?
Yeah, they've been here for a while.
I thought they built probably about 6 years ago.
They came here when I was still living here.
Did they?
Yeah.
Listen.
When'd you move again, Tank?
2006.
And he was so depressed, I thought that we were going to have to get him better help if it existed then. Come on.
Mm.
Because let me tell you, sometimes there are things that are preventing you from reaching your best life and reaching your goals, and you don't know how to handle it. So you need a licensed medical professional to help you through it. And that is why we are so happy to tell you all about BetterHelp. You've all heard us mention them before. They are an online site or app that what they're able to do is pair you with a medical licensed professional therapist that is able to help you through whatever you're trying to or whatever you're going through. Mental health is really important to us on The Bald and the Beautiful, and it's something that we're very happy is becoming more and more important in the Black community. So it's not a crisis line, so I don't want you to think it's that, and it's not self-help. It's actually counseling done securely online. And you can be communicating with a therapist or counselor in under 48 hours, which is huge. So you don't have to go into an office and feel really awkward in the waiting room. You can literally set up an appointment, go sit in your car and talk, sit in your bedroom and talk to someone about whatever you're going through. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. So, because you want to have the right match. Also, it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So this is what we want you to do here on The Bald and the Beautiful. Visit their website by going to betterhelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Bald and the Beautiful listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
I'm going to tell y'all that one more time because I don't want y'all to forget because this is important, okay? The people who are listening to this podcast, The Bald and the Beautiful, you get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB.
So, okay, so what about your kids? What do you home to be?
Absolutely California.
Yeah, it'll be LA.
Josiah has literally no recollection of Washington, except we had a house with stairs, but he always says, I don't even see stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember that. Isaiah remembers maybe a little more.
Isaiah, he remembers the people. Joe doesn't remember any people either. Mm-hmm. Isaiah does have some memories of people. I think he does remember the house, but everything is probably very faint in his memory. It'll be LA for them.
Joe was saying his first memories that are clear was our second place in LA.
Yeah.
He doesn't even remember our first apartment. What was he for?
Yeah.
I think he was four when we moved, so we lived there for a full year. He has no recollection of it at all.
Wow.
They have had the glory, not the glory, but they have had the...
The ginger beer.
Oh.
Can
I
have
the
person
not glory.
I don't know either.
Oh, that's Josh. No.
Of course it is.
They've had the...
Benefit.
Yeah. Of, they've had what we didn't have. They have friends from... Isaiah started what, in first grade? He has friends from first grade all the way to he's going into 10th grade now. Joe's played with his same, some kids on his select soccer team have been playing soccer with him for like 5 years now.
Uh-huh.
They've grown up and gone up different, not everybody, but some, the good kids have gone up into separate teams with him. So that people always ask us why we're not leaving LA. One of the biggest reasons, one is Melissa doesn't want to.
No, that's not right. True.
No, it's true.
Melissa was ready to go to Atlanta.
Why would you think that? No, not Atlanta, though.
Oh,
you
don't want to go to Atlanta?
Where you going to go?
That's
this
the thing
is
I don't
going
really
anywhere.
Know, but I think
okay.
I would move to Texas.
She would have to saw me off.
I want
the
a
ankle.
Big house for a little money. I know you can get that in Atlanta, but it'd be a lot in Atlanta.
You get that in California. Not Atlanta, but not. California.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But our kids being having friends and relationships. I think we want them to have that part that we don't have.
Yeah.
And
I was going to say, I just went to Atlanta with Danny a couple weeks ago. The other thing about Atlanta that's beautiful is like all the black people that are doing well.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just, that's really beautiful. But Atlanta is just as crowded as LA.
Yeah.
It's
not
just
more.
Crowded with black folks.
Yeah. The thing about Atlanta that I like the most, Greg said it. He said, you feel like you belong more.
Yeah.
You don't feel out of place as a black person
right.
because there's black people everywhere, all walks of life,
even,
all money types.
Even as a well-to-do.
There we go.
Well-to-do black person.
Hello?
You don't feel
whatever the right person
is. Right.
Well-to-do.
You don't feel that that I don't belong. I kind of feel like I have to prove myself. Kind of mentality in Atlanta that I definitely feel everywhere.
Yeah, I know exactly the feeling that you feel, and I feel like I have a duty. To gentrify everything that I'm not a part of.
Yeah.
Gentrify it black.
Yes.
Like if I don't belong here, I'm gonna buy it and be like,
I'm
a
nice
here.
Neighborhood. Ain't no black people.
Me.
Yes. Like, I get that.
And then I'm gonna, hey, everybody else, come through.
Come with.
You know what? Their house might go up to sale. Make sure you keep an eye on. Like that's
I don't know.
It's like my small little grain of sand in the pond of like making a difference. This is how I feel.
Because once you're in there, other blacks will be like, no, there's one black family over there.
It's going
to
be black. Because
Adrian asked me, she's like, would you like to live in like Baldwin Hills like a real black? I said, that's beautiful. I would love to do that. But I feel like I have a duty and a service to go to other parts where there aren't us.
Oh, when we was in Calabasas, they was like, black and young? And I don't recognize them from the Lakers?
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Oh, he must play. No, he's a little
wild. And the Maserati. And the Maserati.
And
we had the Corolla. They was like, no, maybe they got the house because of the Corolla. But once we got the Maserati, they was like, okay, well, shoot.
Oh, they're doing something.
Oh, hello.
One of my line sisters last night, her and her husband were like, so when y'all coming to Atlanta, Angel?
These.
Now, they're very well.
Thank you.
She will be one of the first CFOs for a major liquor company about 4 or 5 years.
In the world. Really?
Oh, yeah. He's like, Angel, when y'all coming? I was like, I mean, somebody got to write a check.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. One thing that we would have if we went to Atlanta.
Oh.
Outside of the house.
What
is it? Land, the studio space we could have in Atlanta. We could have a legitimately.
What are we looking at?
I mean, stupid.
Tyler Perry Studios.
Baby TP.
Uh-huh.
In Atlanta. Because there's so much space. And Atlanta, when we were there shooting the food show, we didn't go more than 20 minutes from downtown anywhere we went.
Uh-huh.
It was all over the place. So I wouldn't mind the house. I wouldn't mind the black people. I wouldn't mind the studio.
It's always the house for me.
The thing about it is, I would like for my kids to be able to grow up, go to college, and then be able to say I'm coming home to my parents' house and their parents still be.
I 100% agree. I love that. I can't do that.
I hate that. The constant you were talking about my grandma. I know I could all my grandma until we just moved her to North Carolina. When I get back to El Paso, I could go back to the same room I was in when I was 15. Mm-hmm. She was, and there's a certain like
comfort.
Comfort is the worst.
Oh, I don't have nothing like that. Yeah. That goes back to his where he grew up, but I have nothing that is permanent. My sisters, they may be their houses, but I wasn't a little child when they bought their houses. Mm. But like they've been in their houses for years upon years upon years. But even they're selling their houses actually now. I don't have that. Do I need that for my kids? I'd be like, I'm fine. So they fine.
No, it was, I remember it
I'm
was,
fine. So you, thusly you're fine.
Yeah. I think my dad was still alive. I don't know, one time we came home and the kids, we came home for the holidays and they just took off running in the house and Angel was about to correct because they was running upstairs and then she had to realize this is their grandparents' house. This is where they grew up. Yes. Like, they don't know anything different. And I actually had this conversation with Marcus last week, I think. I was like, do you realize? I said, you might not care. I said, this is crazy to me that me and you are from two different states.
Mm-hmm. You and LA?
Shut up. He's from California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's born and raised there.
Born and raised. He don't know nothing different.
But he knows he has strong roots here. Oh, when we say we're going to Kentucky, they get excited.
Yeah.
It's not like, where? They know exactly what that means. They know we get to be around other family.
Something that warmed my heart. Did we talk about this already? No, we ain't done one. So, New Zion, where I grew up, part of the world where I grew up, where a lot of my family lives, I was telling y'all, it's like the first black settlement in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out
there. I need clarity. Okay. It's not a church.
No, it is a church.
There's
a church out there.
All right.
But New Zion, it was something Hill. I should know this.
I feel like we had this conversation before.
But it's like acres upon acres.
It's 40 acres.
40 acres.
And two free slaves purchased. And we were distant relatives of them. Okay. And black people still own that land. So I didn't know all that growing up. I just knew it was New Zion, and we had a New Zion Day.
That's where his grandmother's house is.
My granny's house is actually a historical site.
Oh, that's what you were saying. God.
So we have to get like permission from the city and this historical thing just to renovate or upkeep the house. Because like there's a plaque out front saying
this is considered,
exactly what it is. Yeah. So anyway, so I took them out there and I'm just like, yeah, y'all, this is where I grew up. I opened up the truck door and they just took off running. Like they were back home for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. You know, and they like went off playing in some field, wrestling, playing. They found a basketball court, started playing ball. I was like, all right. So we just walked and I eventually went to my uncle's house and they came around there and they was like, oh, we want to get some water. So they got some water. Then they were just sitting around. I was like, go. Because one thing we did, it's like you just go off, your parents don't worry about
it. Joe came over here and was playing in the backyard like he'd been to your mama's house all his life.
Listen,
he was out here throwing sticks and playing baseball.
It would be strange if he didn't.
It would be strange.
Oh, no. Even Isaiah coming out here, he was like, yes.
Is that what Isaiah did?
Yeah, he said,
Joe and them was playing baseball over here and throwing sticks. I ain't seen Joe throw a stick in a long time.
Only when he goes to my daddy's house.
And that's the thing that I was thinking about. Like, in Washington, for so long, we didn't have no money to travel. Melissa's mom was in Fayetteville, and dad was in Atlanta, and my parents were in Fayetteville. But we could not go visit them.
Yeah.
We went like one time, because it was like $3,000.
No.
To take the two boys.
Yes.
We were like, dude, we cannot be doing that. Like that.
So expensive.
So they don't have the same. We sent them away to my dad's for the summer one time, two times. And they were like, can you not? Grandpa goes to church so much. Even when there's not church, he just goes up there.
The church.
My dad be up. Like Marcus would work on his car. My dad would go up to the church and just tinker with stuff.
Oh, no.
They would just be
on. We're going to get these candles all the same.
Listen, man. Just let me find some reason to be up. They wouldn't surprise my dad for his birthday last week. They had to have the first lady of the church read a decree.
Come on, that's black church.
To tell him,
yeah.
She said, you know what rest means. In the Bible, Jesus rested. They had to plan to meet him at the church to tell him to take the weekend off to go to Virginia Beach.
You know what's a sin.
And they knew he would be at the church.
They knew.
When they left, they're like, he's going to go to the church. We'll have Sister Swinney come and read the decree. She had a little piece of paper. I was like, this is ridiculous.
The one thing, we're leaving our kids here in Kentucky for this summer. The one thing
that almost fell through, y'all. I was so depressed yesterday.
It almost fell through?
It's still not fully solid. We got a babysitter today.
It's looking better than yesterday.
And we just got to get transportation. Hopefully his mama can take
him. We can get transportation.
But one thing that I know is going to be different is how they eat out here, because the way California food and Kentucky food, very different.
Yeah, my mama's cooking.
But wait a minute. What's going to be great is that since we don't have to cook for the kids, me and you can do HelloFresh. Yes.
Hey, man, y'all can kiss my...
I saw the thing, so I knew to be quiet.
When she touched my arm, I was like, I did it again.
I was saying, this is the drawback of them being so smooth. It sounds like regular conversation.
Yes.
They talk on switching into stuff that makes sense to what we're talking about.
Why did you say no or word from our sponsor?
And Marcus C looked off into the distance. He was like, I didn't get it.
Let me tell you about Kentucky food. No.
My mother, the way. Nah, let me get this in right now.
My mama likes HelloFresh.
Listen, you want to tell them about HelloFresh? She laughing too hard. HelloFresh is the sponsor of today's episode, you guys. And when it comes to being able to eat really good food that doesn't take a lot of time, HelloFresh is where you want to be. HelloFresh cuts out the stress of meal planning, grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 seconds. HelloFresh offers 27 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals and calorie smart choices to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. And you get a better value because HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store.
Oh, wow.
And 72% cheaper than restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality.
Can I tell you the meal me and Kev had before we left?
Please.
Oh, no.
Oh, just relax.
My cheeks are...
We had the Melty Monterey Jack Burger with onion, jam,
garlic,
oil,
so good.
And crispy potato wedges.
Mm. Nice.
It came with the ground beef, the Yukon Gold potatoes, the balsamic vinegar, the mayonnaise, the ketchup, fries,
the mayonnaise,
the Monterey Jack cheese, and the potato buns, and onions, garlic, cooking oil. All of it is pre-proportioned. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is boom, bang, bing, bang, boom. You have a meal in about 30 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my kids are not going to get this here.
Let me tell you why I like it personally.
Come on, go ahead.
When I go to doggone make something, the few times I go to cook and I need to buy the recipe, it'd be taking me 8 hours in the grocery store.
Yes.
I don't know what I want to make.
I don't know which aisle the stuff is in.
I buy this thing and then I go get the next thing and then the next thing instead of going... And I love like places where you order the groceries, they bring it, they don't always bring the right stuff.
Oh, all the time. They mess up all the time.
They don't, and they just be like, they didn't have this. And they do be having it.
Right.
But HelloFresh brings the recipe plus the ingredients all in one. It's fresh, you cook it, it's portioned great.
Yeah.
You know? And then you move on about
the right, in the right amount. Sometimes you don't need to use a whole bundle of
stuff. Don't need to use it
there, man.
You don't want to
And you can't flub it up when it's all pre-proportioned.
Yes. Yes, I'm telling you, HelloFresh, if you're trying to start really cooking at home, really good, delicious meals, and not take up a bunch of time, HelloFresh is what you want to use. So this is what we want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB12.
TBTB12!
And use the code TBTB12.
TBTB12!
For 12 free meals, including free shipping!
Free shipping!
Again, I'm going to tell you one more time.
Oh, okay. Did you technically?
Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB12.
TBTB12.
And use the code TBTB12.
TBTB12.
For 12 free meals, including free shipping.
Oh, wow.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So, Marcus, we need you to come back so you can say about your mama's cooking.
Tell me how, man.
Marcus's mama loves to cook home-cooked meals. She will literally, I'll be like, I'm hungry, and she will fry me some chicken, make macaroni and cheese.
I love that.
She will make some green beans. Like, she'll do the literally, whole, right she'll now. Make fresh rolls,
this
and then a cake.
This is who I aspire to
right
be.
Now?
Right now.
Yes.
We could go over to the five of us, pull up to mama's house, and be like, mama, we hungry.
Well, all right, what y'all in the mood for?
She doing this. I know she about to find something.
Now, today she ain't going to do it because she got called her today and she was fussing.
Oh, no. Oh, she said, I got chest pains.
No, my niece pissed, my niece pissed off. So
a bunch of things pissed off. So
yeah,
I was like, okay, you get home and you rest. But she ain't made my fried chicken wings. So she going to have to get up later.
You get your fried chicken wings in California.
I know, but I want hers. Today.
But I want hers.
You don't know 2.0 different from 1.0.
I do. Actually, I do. But no, that is one thing. I think when we pick up our kids, they're going to be so fat. They're going to be fat.
Straight to the treadmill.
Because
it ain't like...
The kids on the treadmill?
Yeah. Even a Mar. Get on there.
All of them.
It's gonna be awful.
Just three regular size ones. Just
being here and like, mama, like, wake up. Mama got breakfast on the table. Mama starts cooking.
That's amazing.
Dinner at lunch.
I miss that.
So you already eaten.
That's real.
And then by the time you sit down and eat, it's like you just sitting down. She'll randomly make a cake and it's just.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's like, your kids like chocolate icing? I was like, you making yellow cake? Yeah. I was like,
so then, yeah, then you got Sire Kai's like, I'm hungry. Can I have some cake?
I'm hungry for cake.
I went to the plants. Literally, nothing was ate except the cake, the icing. I said, don't eat.
Does she make it from scratch?
No, it's a box.
Sometimes she does.
She does her rolls from scratch.
Yeah.
But no, like.
Listen, Angel Mama made some rolls. I said, Mom, these homemade rolls? She said, oh, yeah, I'm sure whoever at the store made them.
Oh, these are the same rolls that I had Marcus making. I made homemade.
They taste homemade.
They do.
They really taste like, homemade.
So you might got my mama beat. I said, I might got your mama. He's like, yeah, thank you. They were homemade. I was like, well, you know, I do what I can.
3 years, this half a kid didn't tell me.
Listen, if I got your mama beat, I'm holding on to this because
mama's up here. Yeah. I'm right here. So I'm as far as in love.
The thing is, I said it was me because I'm like, you know, if you taste something that you expect in one level.
Absolutely.
And even if it's the same, it's like, hold on, this is magnificent.
Especially baked bread. People don't make bread homemade that much.
No.
Because you got to have a certain loudness. You can't be too loud and the bread will fall.
Oh, no.
You better not run.
And then she
my grandma used to get pissed.
Boy, don't run through it. Bread will fall. You're going to make it.
And his mama don't have no, like, you can eat as much as you want. There's no cutoff. Mm-hmm. You don't. It's not no. Okay, you didn't eat enough. She'll be like, you need to. What she said? Eat.
Y'all eat.
You can add some more. Go ahead, baby.
That's why people in the South be fat.
Yes.
They will cook for you and they look in your face.
Kentucky?
And then you eat and it's good.
And yes. Wait for you to add some more. Can we talk about how Kentucky is not in the South though?
Listen.
Look,
in Kentucky is in the Midwest.
Kentucky is in the Midwest.
It's on top of the half line.
But like you can say Midwest, but then people consider, what do they consider? They consider something else further west Midwest.
Detroit.
No.
St. Louis.
No, even Missouri. Further than Missouri.
Detroit's in the Eastern time zone. That's always off to me.
Yeah, and so is Ohio.
What's further west than Missouri or Ohio?
Right beside it, I go straight to Iowa or something.
What is that considered?
I would consider it Midwest.
When you say Iowa's Midwest, Kentucky is hard to put in that.
I wouldn't call Iowa Midwest.
Tennessee is considered South.
Tennessee is considered South.
Virginia.
South.
Even though it's high up, it's really on the East Coast.
Ohio. I don't consider Virginia South. I don't consider South geographically. I consider Virginia. I said Southern. South. Thank you. East. I consider it Southern.
Culturally.
What I feel about Kentucky. I consider it Midwest.
So what?
Geographically.
So we was talking about
Southern.
This
what about Ohio?
North.
I consider it Midwest. I consider Ohio true Midwest.
It's literally right above.
I know it's.
That's what I'm saying. I don't feel like I realize Kentucky is that high up. And also, Kentucky's a way bigger state than I realized.
And Ohio is actually further east. However, culturally, it's Midwest.
So we were talking about this today. Kentucky. During the Civil War, it was split, Angel was saying.
Yes. And that's what y'all feel here.
No, it wasn't.
The top half.
Which half? Because I ain't never seen.
What cities were the top half?
I ain't never seen the Union part of Kentucky. I promise you that.
Florence. Yeah, the top half.
So the major cities were Confederate.
I do believe so.
Louisville.
Look at the voting. It's all. It ain't changed.
Yeah.
No, it has.
Red and blue. I'll tell you right now.
Kentucky probably go blue. Go red every time, don't they?
Oh, it'll never be.
Iowa is further west.
You got blue.
That's why I said how
and it's up that, too.
If, you're not blue county.
If you consider Nebraska, Kansas, Midwest, it's hard for me.
So what is Minnesota considered?
What is that called? What are these considered?
The lost.
I don't. Nobody cares about Minnesota. I really, I was really like, nobody
got a robo call the other day, and it said ND.
I was like, what is ND?
It doesn't matter.
North Dakota, I said, that's a state?
Nobody, like, literally, and I'm sorry if you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. No one cares.
They know.
Nobody cares where y'all are at.
Somebody said, I was talking to somebody,
they was like,
Correct.
Let me tell you what I
said. Where you from? They was like, no. Nebraska, there was, it don't matter. It's all the same.
North Dakota, let me tell you, you live here, it don't matter. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, who cares?
You see how lazy they got with the cutout of the state?
Everybody else was out intrinsic, all these lies. Iowa,
North Dakota, South Dakota, just go straight.
Wyoming is almost a straight square. They're like, man, here, just whatever. Nobody is even looking over here.
Like,
here when you look at Louisiana, they're like, no, it's cut out here. Go up and around. Texas got the panhandle.
Yeah, like, hey, we done genocide all the Indians.
Man, nah.
They killed off everybody.
They're called the Great Plains. Those lies that nobody cares about are called the Great Plains.
Plain as hell.
They are great. Big and plain. We don't care.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Yeah, Ohio is a very state.
It's a what?
It's confused state.
It is confused.
Geographically, don't nobody know.
But this feels like the South, like North Carolina feels like the South.
Yeah.
Temperature wise, cultural, twang. Kentucky has a lot more liquid.
But as I was coming up here, it gave me Ohio vibes too.
Yeah, I can get that.
I got this kind of Midwest vibes too.
Oh yeah.
It has both. That's why I call it confused.
The more Neapolitan areas would be considered
Neapolitan.
I mean, what's it called?
Metropolitan.
Neapolitan.
Is ice cream?
Is ice cream and a dollar.
I thought you meant black people, white people, and then mixed
people.
No. So I was like, this liquor is talking Metropolitan. Right now.
I got a little bit hot more than I was hot before.
It's my third.
It's humid.
Is that your third?
And he ain't got no comedy show to do.
I ain't got no comedy
show. Marcus ain't got no comedy show to do.
I got so well because I'm driving my sister's Jeep. She said it's called undressing when you take the doors and top off. I'm going to undress it.
Why don't you wait until next week to undress it and do all that?
Because it's the middle of the week.
When you come home, take
Thursday.
I might not.
Hello? He come back Thursday. I won't even get to see him.
Oh, by the time you get back, you're going to be a boss.
Shit's passing in the night.
I won't see him for a whole week.
Ship passing in the night.
Poor thing.
I know.
How do y'all deal with ship passing in the night? How do y'all deal with it?
How do we deal with ships passing in the night? Eventually it bothers one of us.
Pornhub. That's how we deal with it.
So he get our girl? Fuck you.
Playing
golf. When we done passing the night too much, we dock together at Pornhub.com. And we reconnect.
TVs.
Yes, it
is.
Yo, if they came in here for an ad, I'd be like, Pornhub
would pay.
They would
pay a lot.
Browsers, Pornhub. The few people I know who had a brand deal with them, said they pay out of the world because people don't want to be associated with
them. Why? Because they got some nasty.
I know two people.
Could kill that.
She don't want it though.
I don't want
it. Is a bug in there?
Yeah,
man, that bug is what's it called? Micro.
What kind of bug is it?
You know,
it's too small to tell.
Oh, like a little fruit fry.
Yeah.
Not even that.
Don't bring us no water.
I do.
Look how much you drink though.
I did. Yeah, that's why I got a headache.
Wow.
Oh, he didn't pull off.
Oh, you pulled off the lid.
Drink it up.
Thank you.
Drink it up.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not boiling no water.
Shit's passing in the night.
I know it wasn't. It was two conversations ago.
Go ahead.
You were talking about how sad you were. Nope. You were talking about how somebody. I'm not gonna go into detail. But I don't remember details.
Correct.
Somebody was talking about they were sad that their kids don't remember. No. Your kids aren't from the same state you were from.
Yes,
correct.
She got strong fingers.
Child. Yes,
see.
And nail too.
That's a first lady finger. Yeah. We're going to have the youth sit over
there. You automatically feel obligated.
Young man.
Young man. Yes,
young man.
Young man.
Who's that baby?
You can wind who's up before baby? The point. Yeah. You. Come here.
Well, now you do this. I don't have any strength in my hand.
They're all pretty good, though.
The who did what?
They're all there pretty good.
Now, were you born in the States?
I was born in Ohio.
Okay.
But I was going to say, one of the things that made me say.
Kids born in Germany.
That was my first duty station. Nope, California was. Yeah,
it don't matter. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was my second one. But I was going to say that one thing that makes me sad about my parents' divorce is my kids, I'm going to drink some water. My kids don't have any memories of my parents together.
Oh, my kids don't have a thought of my father. Much less a memory.
I'm going to tell you what. You want to break me down? Have my kids say something about my daddy. I do the other.
The twins, what's great is that the twins still remember his dad, which I'm very shocked.
Change subject. Liz, I'm going to undress the Jeep. We're going to ride.
So tell me again what that means, taking off the arms?
The top.
And the top and the doors. I think the top of Maybach.
And it's lifted. And it's lifted and she got wheels on it.
The old school.
My sister about hit me up. I was like, just take the Jeep tonight. Then I'm like, let's take the Jeep tonight.
It's humid here.
Yes.
Not when you're driving.
When I tell you what.
I didn't tell you. You got to take 2 showers a day.
Sweating in my jeans.
I'm trying to go natural here. And what, baby?
I thought you was going into a brand deal.
To us.
That sounded like a segue. It's humid here. It is humid. And when you're in humid weather, you know what you
try. Story worth.
Yeah. Why don't we go there now?
About my dad, I love him and I miss him. I want to have that connection with my kids.
Yes.
I want to tell them stories. Today's episode is sponsored by StoryWorth.
But no, low key, for real though.
High key.
High key, low key, all the keys. StoryWorth is really a great way to be able to connect with your children or connect with your family even after they are long gone, but trying to get that done while they're here. StoryWorth, I was able to do this with my mom. What they do is they send a prompt to your loved one. By prompt, I mean a question, a thought-provoking question that you probably have never thought to ask. And your loved one answers it. So for instance, one of the first questions they asked my mom was, what was her first slumber party like? Well, my mother had never had a slumber party. So what that ended up prompting for us was she had her first slumber party for her 70th birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Really?
Yes, and it was all based off of the question she got off of StoryWorth.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow,
so they asked really great questions, like thoughts about her father, things that like you don't realize you don't know, but then when you hear the answer to it, you realize it's everything you wanted to hear, mm-hmm. everything you wanted to get to know about your family. And what's great for Father's Day, when you're trying to come up with something that is, you know, sentimental, something that shows that person you care, it is the perfect thing. Because also, especially because we're still in the middle of a pandemic, it's not over with, so a lot of us still aren't able to see our family. Like
father, uncle,
older
brother.
You can send mentor. This and they'll feel appreciated and you'll feel more connected. And then for a year, they're sent these prompts. And at the very end of the year, StoryWorth will compile all of, so we're saying this because Father's Day is coming up, so you will send this to like a father figure, whether that be your godfather, your grandfather, your actual dad, your uncle, even maybe
a friend who's a great father.
Well, he doesn't need to know your story, but maybe an older brother that has been like a father to you. StoryWorth will compile all of your dad's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that is shipped for free.
That's so beautiful.
For me, it was just really great. It was something really great. Me and my father don't have a relationship, so I did this with my mom. But if you have someone that you really cherish and you want to be able to, this is what we've said before on The Bald and the Beautiful. Memories is the only thing that you can really, other than, you know, you can leave money, but money does not feel like you.
Right.
Memories are the only things that you'll be able to leave your loved ones when you're long gone. And StoryWorth is a way to actually take those memories and make them physical, to touch, to actually go back to when you want to be able to thank one of these people, whether they are with you or not. So this is what we want you to do. Give your dad the most meaningful gift this Father's Day with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to StoryWorth.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
You'll get 10% off your first purchase.
$10.
Excuse me. Thank you. You'll get $10 off. I apologize. For your first purchase, that's StoryWorth.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For $10 off. And we thank StoryWorth for sponsoring this podcast. Yeah, that's probably the other, that's probably the only thing about not having a hometown is, or having a home to come back to. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Challenge.
Is that part.
No.
Is that part.
Don't, okay.
Come here. Come here.
No.
Just like this morning. Come here.
No.
Just like this morning. I know y'all been going dumb crazy this week.
No, he didn't want to stay at the hotel.
No, no, I'm talking about just visiting everyone.
Oh.
After not being home in a pandemic for a year. What was it, over a year? Y'all didn't come back home?
It's been like 2 years since we've been back
home. 2 years, man.
I know y'all been visiting. And
that's why, like, you notice, in case y'all didn't know, keep your...
I wanted to go to Waffle House.
I wanted to go to Waffle House, too. Angela didn't tell us that she was going because she cares about her hometown.
Y'all, no, I wanted you all to not have to take pictures with nobody else.
Yeah, because that was... We can go tonight, and we ain't gonna tell nobody.
Boy, that's how you gotta do it. And there's 8 million Waffle Houses.
You do. I'll take them. I'll
okay, because I got Erica and Nina coming tonight, so ain't I?
You gotta go out with them too.
These are, when we say, I know I say best friends all the time.
That's all you say, Angel. We don't know who your real friends are.
Let me tell you.
Y'all met my real friend.
His Starks? Friend. He has a friend. No,
Starks is
BJ.
My boy too. BJ.
Oh, BJ, detective.
You're the friend too. That's it.
I'm not
Kentucky.
Aline, three of y'all.
I have
I ain't excluding nobody.
That I've grown up with since adolescence that are truly my two best friends. I'm talking about, as much as I love Brescia, Brescia is connected to me as a grown woman, but these are women that have traveled life with me. Mm. They're both coming tonight.
I ain't gonna make this drink.
To the first show?
I don't even
Angel
know.
Angel made this drink strong as hell. She's added.
Man,
two,
Angel, I don't know
two
what you
cans of Angel, ginger beer. And it's still cans. Strong.
This doggone, that was a mule.
I had one.
Kicked me that thing kicked me in the teeth.
Yes. Kicked my teeth in. I woke up.
I knew when I started sweating, I said, hey, there's more mule than ginger.
And what, this one?
That second one?
Woo. I didn't want to tell y'all. That's 101, the 107. This is brutal.
So you're not coming to Boston, but you got to come to another one where I don't know anybody, so then we can really hang out. This is what, because I'd be like,
come to Orlando.
I'm going to Orlando.
Orlando, we're probably going to come a couple days early or stay a couple days later.
Rudy wanted me to go to Texas.
Hold on, which one is Orlando?
Orlando's on the 23rd.
Is that all of us or just you guys?
Listen, I'm serious.
No, I'm going with y'all.
I wasn't. No, but you said early.
No, all of us. I'm going
to Orlando and Sacramento, Diego.
No, San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego would be a good one, too.
He might be at
I'm in San Diego.
I say it all the time. Sacramento.
No. Let me tell you why I need Melissa to come to another one, because I be trying to be Melissa's friend.
I be weird.
You see what I did yesterday?
How do y'all become friends?
I said, Liz, let's go shoot this brand deal. Come on. And I grabbed her by the ankle and dragged her outside.
No, Keith, it was really funny though, because Melissa really didn't want to do it and she needed to push. And Angel was finna go host, and I was kind of, you know, my set ain't perfectly tight. Mark was like, let's go. I'm gonna go shoot it.
This is my moment. I'm getting in good with Liz. She told me, she was like, thank you, I appreciate
it. And it sounded great.
I was like,
Alyssa was worried. She was worried about the waterfall being loud.
First of all,
and I was like, it is loud, but at least you see why it's loud. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we was filming, I was like, hold on. Go. And make sure I get these waterfalls in the shot.
But now it makes sense. Why are you hearing that sound?
I was so happy it was done.
Nah,
you hear a
sound. I told you, Angel is trying to be your friend. But y'all are similar in the sense of y'all don't want to push each other. You don't want to be a bother.
Yeah.
To be Melissa's friend and to be Angel's friend, you got to be like, I'm your friend, I'm going to spend the night.
No, it ain't got to be that bad, but I'm also
I'm
like.
I'm spend the night.
When Marcus and them, when Melissa was gone, I said, Marcus, I'm coming over to drink.
Man, look, let me tell you how much I appreciate it. Because I told Angel, I was like, I told you. I was like, you only over here because Melissa's gone.
We were supposed to smoke cigars.
We was. We was having fun, though.
The whiskey was.
We was having fun, and Cam got ripped, boy. Man, I'm trying to
tell you. Let me tell you what. I had the headache of all headaches in that.
That's what I told you. Did you?
Woo!
Oh, man.
Because I usually...
Oh, you didn't eat.
Drink... No, I usually drink and eat at the same ratio.
And we was just
so
drinking.
If I'm drinking and I'm having a good time, I always pee the whole night away. If I pee the whole night away, I don't have a hangover. That night, I slept like a child in the womb. And I woke up and I was like... And yeah. That's where I messed up.
That is where
Marcus just kept making them drinks. I was like,
because he was having a good time.
Marcus is heavy-handed.
What?
He is heavy-handed.
His balls is gone.
Look at that knob creek is out of here.
Bring it, Joshua.
Young man.
Hold on. Let's go and give him a shout out. Let's go and give him a shout out.
That was empty. I mean, that was full.
No, we ain't gonna do that. They gotta hit us up.
What time are we gonna show?
It's 107 proof.
It's almost four.
It's
okay,
four
guys, we gotta let y'all go. We got shows to do. We got
Taste of the Tank. Make sure y'all keep an eye out. I'll let y'all know.
You let them know what it is.
I wanna
taste
of the
tank.
Y'all gonna be on there. You gonna be on there. Everybody.
You don't ever ask me.
Listen,
no, we
have
a shot at new ones. We gonna have all y'all.
No, I'm revamping it.
I got y'all. Make it look nicer.
I'll help you.
And stop requesting ideas for Taste of a Tank. I appreciate it, but I already got ideas written down, y'all. I appreciate it.
No, keep telling them.
Hey,
keep telling him all your ideas, and he can take the good ones and ignore the bad ones.
I'm gonna let you know it's boom.
The new season of the new season of Married at First Sight starts in July, so yes. Just get used to these mukbangs for a little bit. We love you. God bless you.
Hope y'all enjoy it. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Good night.
Love you guys.
It's not time.
Cut it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.